your individuality still connects with the foundational core, welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Today we are part three of the series, The Temple of Your Soul, using the design of the temple of old to create the temple within ourselves. So one of the most beautiful things in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, and in the Mishkan, the tabernacle in the desert, was the menorah, the candelabra. The candelabra was a very intricately designed object, seven branches, had many decorations on it, beautifully designed, and it was there to be lit every single night. The Kohen, the priest, or originally the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, would light these candles, the wicks with the oil, pure olive oil, each night, and it would burn the entire night. The menorah was particularly carefully designed because the Torah tells us that it had to be designed miksha achat, with one solid piece of gold. In fact, we are taught that even Moses had some difficulty in designing it because it's very difficult to design an intricately complicated piece of gold from one solid piece of gold without attaching pieces together. But that's how it was designed, and it stood in a temple and was used daily. Now the mystics tell us, and this is where we move into the temple of our soul, that in fact the seven branches of the menorah represent seven personalities. We know that the structure of the human being is three intellectual powers known as Chochmah, Bina, and Daat, and seven emotional powers, which really is the basis of seven different personality types. Each candle of the menorah represented a different personality, because we are taught that every person serves God in a very individualistic way to some extent, and it's emphasized by a different perspective, a different personality that we each have. There are people that are more chesed people, there are more disciplined people that are called gevura people, and so on and so forth. Now the candles of the menorah represented the soul of the human being, because we have the famous line, the famous verse, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the candle of God is the soul of the human being. So therefore, when Aharon HaKohen, when the Kohen, the priest, would light the menorah every day, what he was essentially doing was infusing energy, spiritual energy, mystical energy, into each one of the different types of souls. He was bringing light, he was bringing illumination, he was bringing nurture into the various different personalities, the various different individuals, to be able to nurture and develop their particular midah, their particular emotion, their particular personality. Because we need to remember that we are different, and we each do things in a very different way, which is great, because that's why God commanded us to do things differently. He designed us that way. Our personality differences are divinely designed. They are made by God. We each have our strengths. We each have our weaknesses. We each have our particular disposition. We each have the things that we're good at. We each have a specific, unique skill set. And that's okay. And we should nurture that individuality. We should nurture that skill set. We should use it as a divinely designed component of our existence to serve God through that uniqueness that we have. However, that concept is very often distorted nowadays and very often misunderstood, I think. Because it is true that the menorah represented this idea that we're all different and we have seven types of personalities, and of course those seven types of personalities subdivide into many, many thousands of different personalities, to the point where the Talmud tells us that no one is alike, no one thinks alike. So we're all unique, which is true. However, look back again at the design of the menorah. Look back of how it was designed. As we said before, miksha achat, it was one solid piece of gold, meaning the seven branches came from one foundation. Not only came from one foundation, but all are manifestations and all extensions and all expressions of the same piece of gold. Because while we are all different, the core of our soul is the same. Our core responsibilities are the same, and our core values are the same. In the Jewish context, of course, we have a Torah. We have our moral divine compass that was given to us at Sinai. And that's our starting point. So we have certain truths, certain absolute truths, certain core values that create us as a people, that create us as beings, that give us the ability to grow and to go beyond ourselves, by keeping to a set of standard principles that God commanded us. In other words, for a lot of our life, we don't get to choose. We don't get to choose what we do or what we don't do. That's a very, very fundamental concept, because today we find ourselves in a world where people are very into their own individuality, accepting the way they were made. This is me. This is my truth. And often what that happens is that people become trapped in what they perceive to be their own limitations. They perceive to be their strengths and weaknesses, and are not able to grow, not able to go beyond themselves, not able to connect to something higher. So the Menorah teaches us that absolutely we are different, and absolutely we should be nurturing in our value-based living our specific and unique personalities and tendencies and skill sets and so on. But we should also remember that those skill sets are divinely designed. They come from the same piece of gold. They come from a core of principles and values which are the same for each person. We all have to honor the Shabbat. We all have to honor our parents. We all have to give charity. We all have to study Torah. We all have to be kind to others. These are universal principles. It's a matter of emphasis. It's a matter of unique expression. It's the matter of intent. It's the matter of how it's done and the expression and the emphasis on one or the other. It is true that the Talmud talks about people having their pet mitzvah, their pet good deed that they would always emphasize. Not to say they didn't do the others. The others are still there. But this is the means of their expression. There are those that their emphasis in life is chesed, is kindness. There are those that their emphasis is study. There are those that it's another mitzvah or another experience. But we still are bound and we're still kept together by the same principles. So when we reflect on the menorah, we remember and we look at the seven branches. And we also remember where those seven branches come from, the core values, the foundation of our soul, which we all share in common. So let's break this down. Let's sort of understand this, and let's internalize it by really building an image in our mind, sort of reflecting on this in a meditative way. So as we always do, just relax and become comfortable. Close your eyes and turn your attention to your breathing. Just a preliminary practice, just to become more conscious and aware. Just think and feel the inhaling and the exhaling of your breath and the rhythm of your breath for a few moments. Just keep focusing on your breath for a moment. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. As you continue to focus on your breathing, as we always remember that breath in Hebrew is neshima, which is really the expression of our neshama, our soul. Imagine your soul as a candle. Candle of God is the soul of man, a burning candle, a candle of warmth, a candle of purity, a candle that strives to rise as heat and candles and fire does. Think of your soul, think of your purity, think of your essence. Now imagine a candelabra, a beautiful candelabra, gold with seven branches. Picture in your mind seven candles burning on top of that menorah. One of those candles is yours, your uniqueness, your personality, your strength, your skill, nurtured, enhanced, and strengthened by the holiness of the menorah. Think of your uniqueness, think of your branch in the menorah. Think of the skills that you have, think of the personality that you have. How do we nurture those? to be in line with our values, to serve God, to grow. Picture the seven beautiful branches in the menorah and remember that you have a special branch. Now in your mind's eye, take your eyes and lower them to see the stem of the menorah, the foundation, what we call the essence of the soul, the spark where we are one with God. The spark we all share, that is the basis of the one piece of gold that forms into seven branches. The divine principles, the moral compass, which we all share. Think of some of those principles, the ones you know about. Kindness, charity, mezuzah, Shabbat, Kiddush, festivals, morality, kashrut. Maybe some of them are more in line with your personality, some of them not. But they are universal. We all come from those values. Now in your visualization, just see the connection between the branch and the stem, the branch and the foundation. In your mind's eye, run your eye from the bottom of the menorah up the stem into a specific branch. We need to nurture our individuality, but align it with our core. We work with who we are, but we are ready to go beyond ourselves to connect it with our divine core. Come back to where we are. This is a great formula. We often are tempted to live in a particular way in line with our individual character. But from time to time, we always have to question, is this in line with our core values? Are we connecting the branch with the stem? Have a wonderful day.